You're listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Judaism 101. In part 4 of this podcast, you will learn about the treatment of animals, human nature, and non-Jews. Treatment of animals. Cruelty to animals is strictly forbidden in Judaism. Principally, the laws regarding the treatment of animals are to prevent the suffering of living creatures. Even though Judaism does not have an absolute belief that animals can suffer psychologically or physically in the same way as humans, Judaism does hold a belief that if a person is cruel to animals, the person will also be cruel to humans. The Tanakh shows that those who are animal caretakers, such as Abraham, Moses, Rebekah, and David, were also chosen for special missions by God. Humans are given dominion over animals, but this dominion does not mean that humans are permitted to harm animals. Even legitimate means of using animals, such as for food, must involve the least amount of pain to the animals. Hunting for sport is strictly forbidden under Jewish law, as this is considered animal cruelty. In some circumstances, animals are afforded the same considerations as humans. Animals are to rest on the Sabbath, and one may even break the Sabbath to rescue an animal that is in pain or may suffer death. In addition, the human must feed his animals before feeding himself. Human nature. On the question of human nature, as in most areas of abstract belief in Judaism, there is a lot of room for personal opinion. There is no dogma on the subject, no required belief about the nature of humanity. There are a variety of contrary opinions expressed on the subject. Nevertheless, there are certain ideas that seem to reflect the majority opinion in Jewish thought that are worth discussing. The Tanakh states that humanity was created in the image of God. We are not created in the physical image of God, because God is incorporeal and has no physical appearance. Maimonides points out that the Hebrew word for image in Genesis 1:27 is tselem, which refers to the nature or essence of a thing, as in Psalm 73:20, you will despise their image, tzelmam. The Hebrew word for physical form Maimonides explains is toar, as in Genesis 39:6, and Joseph was beautiful of form, toar, and fair to look upon. Similarly, the Hebrew word used for likeness is damut, which is used to indicate a simile, and not identity of form. Rashi explains that we are like God in that we have the ability to understand and discern. Maimonides elaborates that by using our intellect, we are able to perceive things without the use of our physical senses, an ability that makes us like God, who perceives without having physical senses. Humanity was formed with two impulses, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is the moral conscience, the inner voice that reminds you of God's law when you consider doing something that is forbidden. According to some views, it does not enter a person until she or he becomes responsible for following the mitzvot, age 12 for girls and 13 for boys. The Yetzer Hara is more difficult to define, because there are many different ideas about it. It is not a desire to do evil in the way we normally think of in Western society, as a desire to cause senseless harm. Rather, it is usually conceived as a selfish nature, the desire to satisfy personal needs, such as food, shelter, or procreation, without regard for the moral consequences of fulfilling those desires. The Yetzer Hara is not a bad thing. It is generally seen as something internal to a person, and not an external force acting on a person. People have the ability to choose which impulse to follow, the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Hara. This is at the heart of the Jewish understanding of free will. The Talmud notes that all people are descended from Adam, so no one can blame his own wickedness on his ancestry. There is no concept of original sin in Judaism. On the contrary, we all have the ability to make our own choices, and we will all be held responsible for the choices we make. Non-Jews. Non-Jews who reject all idolatrous ideas and accept the kingship of the one God, accept the priesthood of the Jewish people as the guardians and teachers of Torah, and commit to the seven mitzvot revealed to Noah are called Noahides, or children of Noah. Maimonides' commentary in the Laws of 8:11 reads, "Anyone who accepts upon himself the fulfillment of these seven mitzvot and is precise in their observance is considered one of the righteous among the nations and will merit a share in the world to come." Thank you for listening to Part 4 of Judaism 101. Shalom.